In New Orleans, we no longer have neighborhood schools, so every parent must apply to a school for their child. And for students with disabilities, oftentimes our parents would go and ask the school if they had this type of service or that type of class, and sometimes schools will say, no, we don't have this. And that would thwart the parents enrolling or making application to that school. Well, that's actually illegal. And then in many cases, once parents got their children into a school, the schools oftentimes did not know how to service the child or may not have had the related services contracted for. And so the child had to wait and wait and wait. And they would mistake some of the child's behaviors related to their disability as willful disobedience. So the school would apply its regular discipline code without looking into see if this was, in fact, a manifestation of the child's disability. And so those are some of the things that parents have had to deal with around the lack of adequate disciplinary support, the lack of related services, problems with enrolling.
The settlement aims to address some of the issues that you touched on. Can you talk about what your reaction to the settlement has been, and are you happy with it?
I am very happy with the settlement. My reaction is I'm just elated. As I began to read through the settlement, I felt that these were some really groundbreaking changes. It's put some supports in place that kind of recognize the kind of system we have. And so now the charter schools, when they make their application and when they come up for review, there are all these different assurances that they're going to have to make around discipline provisions. They will have to show that they have a contract in place to provide those related services. So that's something different and new.
Are there any other aspects of the settlement that you would want to highlight that you feel like are really significant or that you're really excited about?
Absolutely. When it comes to enrollment, now the state has to make sure that each school has a written description of their special education program. So that will kind of eliminate that issue of parents asking if you have this and then the school saying no. And also, schools have to have a written complaint protocol around the whole issue of enrollment discrimination. That doesn't exist anywhere that I know of, where a parent may have been turned away, but now they can file a complaint with that school, and those complaints are going to be looked at by the state to make sure that they're completing the complaint investigation process and then disseminating the results. And then the most major part of this that I'm really excited about is the appointment of an independent monitor to ensure that this settlement agreement is implemented properly. So it's really exciting, and I'm so I'm looking forward to children in New Orleans finally getting the kinds of services they need so that they can thrive in this new landscape of public education in New Orleans.
You mentioned that there are some of these groundbreaking provisions, and this isn't the first time that a school system has come under a consent decree, but the level of involvement of charter schools and obligations spelled out for charter schools is pretty unique. Do you imagine that this settlement will have national implications as the charter school movement expands?
It is my hope, because we know that New Orleans, the New Orleans model, is being promoted as a model for school transformation. But we don't want, as people copy this model, that they copy problems for our children with disabilities. And we don't want another school district to have to go almost 10 years into the reform to figure out that there are some things they could have done on the front end. So it is my hope that as these other places are copying us, they build in what we have in this settlement. They build that into their charter laws as they get started. What I hope is that no matter what parent, what school a parent wants to enroll their child in, that parent could get the kinds of services that their child needs to be able to be successful and thrive like every other child.
I'm here with Karen Harper Royal, an education advocate who's worked with the Pyramid Community Parent Resource Center. Karen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.